And what, to fool a setting hen, they sometimes put it in the,
Yeah.
what do they call it, a china?
It's an egg.
Okay. And would you put the word you used before,
China egg.
okay. How about a wooden vessel for carrying water from a well, let's say?
A wooden vessel,
Yeah.
a bucket.
Okay. And how about one for made of tin or plastic? Would you still call that the same thing, or would you have another name for it?
You're thinking of pail, only I would always use a bucket for wooden, and I think that I would use a tin pail, but I think I usually call them all buckets.
All right. How about one that you might use for? You might put another word with it. For instance, a mop or scrub. Do you ever use those words?
Do I ever use
Yeah. I mean,
them?
you say,
Yeah.
for instance, with in reference to this kind of a container.
No,
You know. You ever
no.
call it a? What
Mm-mm.
would you call it though? A scrub what?
Pail.
You'd call it a scrub pail
Yeah,
and a mop pail rather than a scrub bucket and a mop bucket.
I think I would,
Okay.
yeah. I did.
How about if you have a small container like this for garbage? What would you call that?
You mean a garbage can?
Smaller than that,
A
though.
waste basket?
Smaller than that, but with a handle on it. Looks like a pail or bucket. Would you call it a garbage what? A garbage.
Pail. I don't know. You turn the fire under that, Judy.
All right. And the larger one you might call a. These 20-gallon ones, you know, that they have for.
A garbage can. I'm not doing very well on this firing stuff.
How about a thing for preparing eggs in? Break eggs in.
In a pan?
Yeah, what would you call that?
What am I going to do with these eggs?
Frying,
Fry them?
yeah.
Pan.
Just a plain pan, or would you?
Frying pan.
Do you recall anything else? All right. How about a one that's electrified?
Electric frying pan.
How about a large iron vessel with an open top, used for boiling potatoes or cabbage, things like that?
I would call it, oh, a great big
Yeah.
one, a kettle. First door.
It's a little smaller than that. What would you call it?
On this side, pan.
All right. How about a thing for heating water for tea?
A tea kettle.
And you have a knife, fork, and you put flower cut flowers in a
Vase.
permanent, permanent refuse constructions. I don't know if you've ever seen these. I don't know if they have ever had them in Elmhurst, but they have them in Chicago and out in the alley. They're permanent things for.
Incinerator. Say that.
Well, it's a little different. Yeah, might as well. After you have a meal, you say, "I must do what now? I must."